President Trump stunned and angered both his critics and his allies yesterday while giving a joint press conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. Trump cast doubt on the findings of several U.S. intelligence agencies that Russia interfered in the 2016 election. Now, that is despite the special counsel's indictment of 12 Russians who are accused of hacking emails from the DNC during the presidential campaign. Trump may not have gone very hard on Putin, but Putin later sat down with Chris Wallace of Fox News, and Wallace grilled him.
Why do you think Robert Mueller issued this indictment 3 days before you and President Trump met here at the summit?
I'm not interested in this issue in this single bit. It's the internal political games of the United States.
That was Vladimir Putin. Congressional leaders from both parties say they have serious concerns about whether Trump is defending American interests from Russia. We're here now with Representative Mike Rogers. He's a Republican from Michigan who once chaired the House Intelligence Committee. He's also a retired FBI agent. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Noel. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours. Let me pull back 3,000 feet here and ask you, why does yesterday's press conference between Presidents Trump and Putin matter?
Well, from an old cold warrior like myself, it is very, very concerning. He stood on an international stage and basically said he didn't have the faith and confidence in his intelligence services. That is a serious condemnation on a world stage, let alone would have been serious back here in the United States.
The president suggested that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation is responsible for the bad relationship between the United States and Russia. What do you think about that?
No, this is outrageous. I mean, it is completely outrageous. Remember, Putin is angry that the Soviet Union collapsed in the way it did and has given speeches about the fact that he believed that they gave too much, and he wants to get it back, and he has slowly and steadily over time been engaged in exactly that. So when the President of the United States says, well, it's maybe the United States' fault, that is certainly offensive, I think, to our allies in NATO who have stood guard and are now trying to worry about trying to keep Russian forces out of the Baltic states. It is confusing, it's offensive, and I think very, very damaging to our future relationship.
Let me ask you about an offer that President Putin made yesterday. The Department of Justice, of course, has announced these charges against 12 Russian intelligence agents for trying to influence the U.S. election. On Monday, Putin invited Robert Mueller to question them in Russia, provided that Russian officials could also travel to the U.S. President Trump calls that an incredible offer. What did you think when you heard that?
It's an incredibly stupid offer if we take it. This is Putin's way of trying to get GRU agents, hardened intelligence agents, or FSB agents, meeting with face-to-face U.S. intelligence agents. And they always say in the business that access is half the key to recruiting. And so he would love to be in that position by asking those agents embarrassing questions and have that get out about intelligence activities that they may or may not be engaged in. The very fact that the investigation indicted active intelligence agents working on behalf of the country of Russia is really shocking, and it's a powerful point of how far we believe that the Russians win, and that is a serious matter. So Putin basically is diminishing that by saying, yeah, sure, you can come talk to our intelligence agents, but we want to go and meet your intelligence agents. It is the Pee Wee Herman of international relations here, and we shouldn't take the bait.
You shouldn't take the bait, you say. Mike Rogers is a former member of the House where he chaired the Intelligence Committee. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you for having me.